Louise McSharry on 2FM.
But first, we're going to talk about something adult. So if you are concerned about small ears in your midst or people who you feel like you don't want to listen to an adult conversation, adult topic of conversation with, then maybe turn your radio down for 20 minutes or so. And then you can come back to us and we will listen together. Now, things are improving. But the reality is that, and this may come as a surprise to you, that the sex we often see on TV and in movies isn't always accurate or realistic. I know. Who knew? As I said, things are improving, but the improvements are slow and not exactly universal. So the clit test was set up by two friends to hold TV shows and films to account in the meantime on how they portray sex on screen. Frances Rayner is one of the founders of the clit test, and she joins me now. Hello, Frances.
Hi, Louise. Thanks for having me.
I know it's going to be shocking to a lot of people that the sex we see on TV isn't realistic, isn't it?
Yeah.
It really is not great, though, is it?
No. And I think it's more than we kind of expect it not to be realistic. It's kind of glamorized. But I think it's at the point where it's like actually telling us quite misleading things about how pleasure works.
Mm.
So, yeah, I started the clit test because I was just really growing frustrated with sex on screen. So particularly, you know, there's a lot of things you'd want to improve, but when we see a cis man and a cis woman have sex, all too often, or even if it's implied, all we see or is implied is penetration.
Mm.
So penis in vagina sex.
Mm.
And that's usually accompanied by a dramatic orgasm from
mm-hmm.
the woman. But we know that, but the thing is, that's what we expect to happen when we have sex, and that's what we kind of perform when we get together. And we know that up to 94% of cis women need some kind of touch on the outside of their vulva to get the same kind of pleasure that men would get through their penis.
Mm.
And that just simply isn't going to happen through penetrative sex. So when we see penis and vagina sex on screen, that's great. That's the thing that kind of works if you've got a penis. But the sex act that center female pleasure, like oral sex or using a hand or a vibrator on the outside of the vulva, they're very rare to see. And when we do see them, they're often presented as a kind of extra or something that's for a particularly feisty woman or a sort of prelude to penetration rather than something that might actually be the main deal for the woman.
Well, that's it, isn't it? I mean, everything we see on TV suggests that the actual penetration is the main event, sometimes the only event.
Yeah.
And I can definitely say that growing up, that's what I thought. I wasn't, you know, exposed to anything else. I suppose people these days are exposed to more pornography than I was mm-hmm. when I was growing up, but that gives you an entirely different kind of incorrect version of what actual sex looks like. What was it like for you?
So, yeah, for me, I suppose, you know, I feel like from a very young age, I knew a lot about male sexuality and very explicit sex acts, you know, from the culture I consumed and just chat in the playground. And, you know, I masturbated myself, but I didn't even know that female masturbation existed because I'd seen no reference to it in any kind of culture. So I didn't even know that what I was doing was anything to do with sex because it just felt very removed from that. And I just thought it was a weird habit that I should never mention to anyone. Mm-hmm. And I grew up in a very liberal household. And it was only, you know, when I was sort of sexually active, you know, in my kind of later teenage years and like with, you know, a few different partners. But it was only when I was like studying at uni and I read this kind of like, you know, this amazing piece of research that was done in the 70s that looked at women's masturbation practices. And it found that like only 1.5% of women mainly, you know, use penetration when they were masturbating as their kind of main thing. And I, you know, I started looking into it and found that actually the scientific consensus is really clear that for women, it's all about, or for cis women or people with vulvas, it's all about the outside of the body. And I just thought, this is wild because we're all pretending that sex is this other thing.
Yeah.
And I know that you would think that things have changed, and things have obviously changed in lots of different ways, and we can access a lot of different content. But I was really surprised reading the research that these problems are still very much the case. And I've had like even some quite young women get in touch to say like, thanks for doing this. It's only when I saw this sex scene on screen that I realized that I was normal. Or so we do know it has, you know, women have like quite alarming rates of, you know, low sexual satisfaction. Mm. And that can really affect our relationship, our confidence, and just our overall well-being. So a lot of academics have said that the sex script is kind of one of the main factors for that, and that's why I kind of wanted to focus on sex on screen.
And I suppose the thing is, like, it's bad because women don't realise that what they prefer is normal, or also they don't even realise that it's correct to ask for this, or that, you know, it's the way that their bodies work. But then also, you know, men and other people who have sex with women grow up thinking that that's how it works too. So they think they're doing the right thing, and they don't realize that actually they're not doing really anything. So it's just a recipe for disaster.
Exactly. I mean, men just think it's about, like, is there something wrong with their penis? Is it, you know, they're really, that's all of their focus. And, like, you know, it's interesting from the research and from talking to people, quite often, you know, women actually find out quite a lot about their pleasure through their experiences of men even. So it's not, you know, men have a lot to gain in this as well. Like, you all, everyone, when you're having sex with someone, want to know you're doing a good job and the other person's having a good time. I mean, there's a reason we see so many female orgasms on screen. It's very sexy for men to see that. Everyone has a lot to gain from this. It's really just a bit of outdated nonsense that we need to kind of shine a light on and quickly get going with.
And does this come down to the fact that it has historically been men at the helm of, you know, TV and film?
I think that is a big part of it. And certainly we are seeing in the last kind of, because I've been thinking about this for a long time, but I only started it last year. And I have definitely seen in the last 18 months a huge increase in the number of passes, which is fantastic. And we certainly find that stuff written by women and with more diverse teams in general, you know, if people are bringing different perspectives to the table, it just tends to, the writing does tend to be better, I found anyway, with sex scenes. So I think that's a big part of it. But at the same time, you know, we've had a lot of advances in other areas of feminism, and you think this would be something that we've been addressing before now, when it's so stark, when you think it's the vast majority of women and we're literally just all pretending that sex is something else. So I think there's an element of, you know, we're socialized not to put our needs first and to kind of be a bit embarrassed about our pleasure. So I think it's quite embarrassing to talk about. And I definitely think, you know, with the campaign, I've been really surprised and pleased by the reception. And I think it's just that people have been embarrassed, and we kind of needed a way to be able to talk about this. So for me, it's like, if you're embarrassed to ask for what you want in the bedroom, if you're writing a sex scene or you're performing a sex scene and you don't get a lot of direction, it's just like, now they have sex. As an actor, would you be like, okay, so you'll be going down on me now?
You know? Yeah.
That's embarrassing in itself.
Well, it's interesting because when Normal People was on TV, and let me tell you, literally every person in Ireland watched Normal People. And when Normal People was on TV, I was really impressed by the sex in it. And we spoke to Eita O'Brien, who is the intimacy coordinator for Normal People. And that was her whole job, was to kind of build the intimacy between these two characters so that they felt safe and so that the sex could be realistic. Were you impressed by that sex? And what is other sex you've seen on TV and on film that you think is good?
Yeah, so I think that's such an interesting one. And I love the book and I love the TV show. And there's so much about the sex scenes that I do really like, and the discussion of consent and things like that. But to me, the fact that we appreciated those sex scenes so much is just a sign of how low the bar is when we think about sex. Because, you know, some women do come through penetration, but you would think even when you see so much penetrative sex, there should at least be a discussion where someone goes, oh, so you're one of those unusual women that happens for. You never see that. So for me, it was just to have so many sex scenes and have, like, the clip not getting involved at all was a bit of a missed opportunity. But I can definitely tell you about some really good examples. So Ireland's own Aisling Bee's fantastic, This Way Up. So it's just a really quick sex scene, but really effective in my eyes, and because a man and a woman have sex and he's, like, on top of her and he finishes, and then he climbs off and he just says, can I make you come now? And it's just that simple acknowledgement of, it didn't magically just happen while that was going on. And a couple others, so Chewing Gum, which is written and starring Kayla Cole, which is just absolutely brilliant. And hilarious, and that's packed with passes. So Michaela plays a young woman who's super horny. So even just seeing super horny young women is quite positive, I think. But she's really clueless, as I think many of us are from your experience as well, Louise, what you're saying. And she's getting her sex ed from mainstream porn. One of my favourite scenes is where she loses her virginity and her boyfriend goes down on her and she's having a great time. And then, like, you know, tries to penetrate her. And it's all very loving and lovely. And but she's like, ow, that hurts. And she said, could you just go back to doing what you were doing before? And then we actually see her orgasm through, So I was like, yeah, that's, you know, sending out quite a positive message about what losing your virginity, like penetration without a lot of foreplay, particularly the first time, can be painful. Mm. And finally, the new recent drama series, Industry. I don't know if you've seen it.
I have it recorded and I haven't seen it yet. I'm actually dying to watch it. This is Lena Dunham was behind this, right?
Yes. Yeah. I think she's involved. So it's like absolutely sex packed, but quite tense. So make sure you're in the right frame of mind. But it's a group of recent graduates working in finance in the city of London. And there's tons of sex. But what I love about it is it just really normalizes female pleasure. So there's actually more cunnilingus in it than there is penetration. Because often when we see cunnilingus, it's like, it's just this little extra. It's like, oh, well done, you got it in once. Where it's kind of like, the people behind the show, they get that it's like, but, you know, obviously, you know, everyone's different, so you want a different kind of stimulation.
Yeah.
It might be with hands or a vibrator. But generally speaking, like, those acts, they should be just as important as penetration. Like,
and also that, like, they don't work in 30 seconds. Like, you've got to, like, spend some time at this. Yes, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Because you do see that sometimes. I'm like, someone's like, oh, that's a pass. Because it's literally, like, he put his hand there for a second and then went in. And I'm like,
no.
No, I'm not sure.
Well, it's good that there is some good stuff happening. Do you feel like there is a trend toward improvement?
Absolutely, yeah. I guess because I'm obsessed with it, I'm looking for it, and I have a mechanism for people telling when it's passing. Mm. At some point, I'm like, maybe this is actually fixed. But I hear a lot of other people saying, like, I have not seen any passes in the last year. So yeah. I think it's definitely improving. And I don't think this campaign is something that needs to last for that long. I think I want to get it in the hands of, like, all the intimacy coordinators, people, you know, industry bodies, and, you know, just to create a bit of buzz around it so that people quickly go, they want to pass the quick test, basically. And, you know, we're really in the business of celebrating everyone who's getting it right rather than failing ones that don't, because penetration is fine. Like, that's a part of most people's sexual repertoire and it is fun. So we're not trying to get rid of it altogether. But yeah, I definitely think things will improve and hopefully we won't have to exist in a few years.
Well, if people have seen Scenes and they want to give a film or a television show a pass or a fail, how do they get involved?
Yeah, so if you go to our Instagram, if you go into the links in bio, so we're at clit.test. There's a really short form so you can fill in your passes and fails. Or people as well, you can tweet or post using the hashtags #clittestpass and #clittestfail. But again, we do find that because it's embarrassing for us to talk about this stuff, people often, they'd rather just tell us and get us to then platform the thing.
Mm.
But it is great when we see people using the hashtags, but we realise people might be a bit shy, you know, if their employer's looking at their Twitter and stuff.
Well, I have to say, Frances Rayner, co-founder of the Clit Test, I am loving your work. And I hope you don't have to do it for very long, but I do. I do think it's fantastic that you're doing it. So congratulations.
Oh, thanks so much, Louise. Really good to talk to you. Louise McSherry on 2FM.